This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
We'd like to welcome back to the Dogs Podcast, now a veteran of the show, Coach Stump Mitchell, 2024 National High School Hall of Fame inductee, now added to the resume. Congratulations, Coach, on the great honor.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
You might be just a little closer.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, I just wanted to ask, you know, it's a high school Hall of Fame. How important is it to continue to grow the game at the younger levels, especially at that high school level?
It's everything, you know, teaching these young men and also young women, because you got flag football. At some point in time, you're going to see a flag football game played before the Super Bowl. That's going to happen. The sport is growing, and people love to see it. But it's everything, you know, to be able to have the proper technique, the proper equipment, all that they need in order to make it successful, and just teaching them the fundamentals of football is important, because I don't care how dangerous sports are, people are still going to play them. So yeah. I think the NFL is doing a tremendous job in terms of trying to make it safer for players, and the lower levels are practicing those habits and supplying them with the right gear for the most part.
Actually, speaking of the gear, just to kind of piggyback off that, we just did an interview with the CEO or the owners of Guardian Caps. So did you have experience? You had experience in practice and training camps and stuff with the players wearing those Guardian Caps on the helmets?
Yes, this was last year was the first year that the running backs had to use them. I think the linebackers was using them all the time, but that was definitely the first year of the running backs having to practice with them.
What was the feedback from some of the players on those caps?
I mean, I think once you get accustomed to anything, you can deal with it.
Yeah, okay. Because they were talking about how they're implementing those at the younger levels, and it's helping ease some of the concerns of parents and everything, you know, with the safety of the game. So I think that's good for the longevity of the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I wanted to talk to you. This was you were inducted into the High School Hall of Fame this weekend. Do you have a certain, like a special memory or like your favorite memory from a high school game? Was like a big game or a game-winning touchdown? Just what's like your most vivid, most awesome memory from a high school game?
For the most part, it's probably we played this school by the name of Fitzgerald. I'm from Georgia, and we ended up losing the ball game. I think I rushed for maybe 120 yards, but I think I had about 180 called back.
Really?
So that was very, very disappointing. For us to lose that game and for me to have more yards called back than I did that actually counted. But we were on the road, and I'm from a small country town. For the most part, we always had to travel 2 to 3 hours to play our region games.
So you're going to be back in Dover tomorrow, meeting a bunch of Browns fans. Still have huge tons of support here in Ohio and Browns country. And I guess a lot of people probably, are you just taking a year off? What's on the agenda for you? What are you looking to be doing?
Well, I'm just taking it one day at a time. It's life. Right now, I'm out of a job, and that's all well and good. I think the Browns, we were so close last year. Every move they make, I think, is a calculated move in order to get over the hump. Sometimes you are part of coming in. Sometimes you're a part of going out. But you understand that it's all about trying to get to the next level.
I know we in all of Browns Nation, super appreciative of everything you brought to the organization. We love having you here. We love it being on the show. This has been awesome. I wanted to ask, before we get you out of here, we don't want to take up your whole night, if you had to give one piece of advice to a young high school kid out right there who's trying to make it to the next level, what's like one piece, as a coach who's coached at the highest level, what's one piece of advice you would give to them?
Well, it doesn't matter if you're that superstar. It doesn't matter if you're that kid that they don't believe in. It doesn't matter if you're that kid that gets cut. Don't worry about the coaches liking you. Just have great work ethics. And don't think that man is going to determine your destination, whether you're successful or not. That's all predetermined by God. So don't hold grudges against nobody. I know my high school coach, he actually cut me. He sent me back down to the JV level when the guys that I was equal with was playing on the varsity. Now, I'm not being conceited, but I was better than some of those guys. I was smaller, and he held that against me. I couldn't take that. I really couldn't take that, being at a lower level than the other guys. So I moved away from my hometown, and I was a running back in Georgia. I moved to Miami to live with my aunt. Well, there in the ninth grade, you play club ball. I was playing at Nautilus Junior High School. Well, I went out to play football. I was a running back in Georgia. They had us run 40s. After about 20 yards, they told me I could stop. You could go over there where the linebackers are. Linebackers. Man. So I'm playing linebacker in the ninth grade. I'm playing linebacker now in the 10th grade at Northwestern High School. Linebacker. An offensive tackle.
No way.
Yeah, linebacker and offensive tackle. And I got good hands. I'm playing tackle. We run a tackle eligible play. It's raining, and somebody's not paying attention. They're holding that down box, and I slide into it, and I just destroy my shoulder. Oh. I have to have surgery. And my aunt said I couldn't play football no more because I'm making her insurance go up. So I moved back to Georgia, and the coach that was there moved away. He took the starting quarterback with him, and now one of his assistants was a head coach who was the JV coach when I was first playing, and he knew I could play. So I went back in the running back's role. Nobody ever knew that I wasn't playing running back for 2 years.
Pull the okey-doke on him. Yeah.
Must have had good technique. Yeah. He went and tackle, man. My goodness.
Oh, man. Well, hey, we really appreciate you sitting down. I want you to go enjoy the party, not be stuck here with us all night.
Yes.
It was awesome to get to talk to you again. We appreciate you taking the time, and good luck with everything going forward.
Thanks. Congratulations. Good luck to you guys as well. Thanks.
Yeah, congrats. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at The Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Manly Bands. Dog Pack, if you followed the show for a while, you know that I recently got married. I got my wedding band at Manly Bands. Now, I opted for something a little more simple, so I just got a plain, simple, gold, polished band from Manly Bands, but that's not everybody, and I'm telling you, they've got so many cool different designs and materials available. They've got stuff. They've got bands made out of Jack Daniel's whiskey barrels, meteorites, even dinosaur bones. It's so cool. Just head to manlybands.com, check out the selection, see what they have. They've even got build your own bands if you want to make a custom style band for yourself. And right now, use promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at manlybands.com when you check out, and you'll get 25% off your order. 25% is a big deal. So make sure, if you guys are looking for a new wedding band, Blake mentioned last week or two on the show that, you know, he's lost a lot of weight in the last year. And so his wedding band is a little too big for him. So he's thinking about getting a new one. And I told him, I said, just go to Manly Band, see what they got. And the 25% off your order is such a great deal. You really can't beat it. So at least go check it out. See what they have. They've got some really cool stuff. And again, promo code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, if you decide to buy one, and you'll get 25% off of that purchase. If you don't know your ring size, you can order a free ring size guide. They'll ship it straight to you. You can punch out the little rings and put them on your finger to see which size fits you best. And then every single band you order comes with a free silicone ring for whenever you want to work out or go swimming or whatever you need a silicone band for. You get one for free shipped with your purchase of a Manly Band from manlybands.com. So check it out. Again, manlybands.com. Use promo code DAWGS for 25% off your order.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.